This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. Isaiah 57 says, "Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed." Jesus' mission can be summed up in a single sentence. He was born to die. As the church, we gather on Sundays and therefore in the spring, and we honor and celebrate Palm Sunday, and the following Sunday is Easter or Resurrection Sunday. But we miss some very interesting and meaningful details of what we call Holy Week. From Sunday to Sunday, we miss what is in between. Let's travel together with the scripture and detail the rest of the events that draw all of the events together and form a beautiful tapestry of love that Jesus and his passion have woven for us. First of all, we encounter the Last Supper. Mark 14:13 says, "And he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, Go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, The master saith, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover." Do you think Jesus went to this location and met with the owner and made all these arrangements? Did he send an email or a text message to nail down those details? So many times we can read past the details without consideration. In the very same way as when he retrieved the donkey for his triumphal entry. And here were the reservations were made in advance for the Last Supper. It was men of God who were moved to do the bidding of the Father by his Holy Spirit. These businessmen were inspired by the Holy Spirit to prepare the way of the Lord. We should listen for that same still small voice as we take part in preparing the way of our Lord in our personal lives. Mark 14:22 says, "And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave to them. And said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." And here, Jesus institutes one of the two ordinances of the church, the one being baptism and this one being communion. In one sense, it's a very somber event. As he's leaving them, he's going to go to his crucifixion and die. But in the other sense, he tells them, "I'm going to celebrate this with you." Again, someday as we sit around a table in great celebration together, when we are together again in the kingdom of God. We come across in this Holy Week the betrayal, the arrest, the Via del Rosa, the way of tears, the suffering, and crucifixion. And we're often spared these horrific details as they lie between the bookends of the triumphal entry of Palm Sunday and the Resurrection Sunday. But it's good to know them. The Word told us in our text that he set his face like flint. And what for? He did it for the joy. Hebrews 12:2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Do you want to know what that joy was? It's actually who that joy was. You are that joy. We are that joy. The church of Jesus Christ, who he loved and died for. Take heart. Enjoy this wonderful, blessed resurrection season. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.